Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. V'nishmas Rabbi Yover and Pinchas Halevi. So Yortzeit is coming up. Also Rabbi Yaakov Shlomer and Dov Ber. Also Yortzeit is coming up. And Hashem should have an Aliyah. I stabbed with both of them on Shabbos morning. We miss them. And it should be also a schus for Simcha ben Echagitel. Bracha v'atzach v'chol ma'aseh yadav, and for Rabbi Yaakov ben Dina Chasha, bracha v'atzach v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We're going to learn b'siyata d'shmaya b'meshech chachma. We'll start with the first one, Parashas Matos. Vayidaber Moshe Roshe Amatos Levnei Yisrael Lemor Zeh Adavar Sheyatziva Hashem. And Moshe spoke to the head of the tribes of Bnei Yisrael to say, this is the matter that God commanded. Zeh Adavar Sheyatziva Hashem. Meshech Chochma writes, Zeh Adavar, Da, should know. The Meshech Chochma here is going to come Kidarko to answer a number of kashas. Meshech Chochma was bothered by the fact that whenever the Torah writes Zeh Adavar, it's only talking to the Dor HaMidbar. And this is not only to the Dor HaMidbar. And even B'Shchutei Chutz, the Yinalad HaShecht outside the Mokom HaMikdash, which is Ludoros, it says Zeh HaDavar because there was an aspect of Shchutei Chutz which was only to the Dor HaMidbar, as we're going to see, Mirtzeh Hashem. So since Zeh HaDavar is only the Dor HaMidbar, why here does it say Zeh HaDavar when it's Ludoros? It's not a kasha we most of us would think of, right? Number two, he was bothered by the fact that it says Roshei Hamatos, when in fact the parasha of Nedarim was said to Gans Klal Yisrael, said to everybody. In addition, he wanted to understand the juxtaposition between parashas Pinchos and parashas Matos. So the Meshech Chochma explains that since the Dor HaMidbar was not forbidden to drink the wine of Goyim, as we're going to see, therefore the Torah commanded the Dor HaMidbar, the Roshei HaDor, the head of the people, to find ways to make siyogim through Nedarim and Shvuis, to separate ourselves from their wine in order that they should separate themselves from the Goyim. And for Enfert Alekashes, this is Shaykh Dafka L'Rashi HaMatos, because they have to teach the Jewish people to make Siyogim and Nedarim. And it's Dafka in the Dor HaMidbar, because that's when the Yayin wasn't yet Asered. And we also understand the Smichus of this parasha to Parashas Pinchos, because this was after the whole falling with the Pinos Moav. And therefore, after we have the whole parasha of the schar that Pinchas got, so we learn that it's important to distance ourselves from the goyim. So that is the tamsita divrei Meshech Chochma. So let's see it inside. That the b'chol makom b'miluim v'yikra perak tes uva mishkan shmos perak lamed hey uva man shmos tezayin namar zad davar mishum de'ena noig l'doris. It says Zeh HaDavar because it's not for the generations. B'chein ochichu mizeh b'bava basra. And they also proof from this in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chof, Delo Tisov Nachla, Ein Aladaris. Abbas Yisrael, who doesn't have any brothers, Yarshin's her father, and when she dies, then her husband or her sons Yarshin her. And if her father is from one Shevet and her husband is from a different Shevet, her Nachla is going to go from her father's Shevet to her husband or children's Shevet to a different Shevet. And therefore, the Torah assured Abbas Yisrael from one Shevet to marry somebody from another Shevet. Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem Levnot Tzlofchad Lemo. Latov Benichem Tiel Anashim Achlam Mishpachas Matei Aviem to Yana Lenashim. So it says Zadavar. So Chazal learned in Bava Basra and Av Kufchof Amid Aleph that this din was only in the Dor HaMidbar. Frakti Gemara, that since this was only in the Dor HaMidbar, why does it say in the parish of Shchutei Chutz, Zeh HaDover, since from Zeh HaDover it's only then, Dor HaMidbar, Zeh HaDover Shatsiv HaShem Lem, Rishish Beis Yisrael Shal Yishchad, etc., which is answering Shchutei Chutz, Shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash, why does it say Dafka for the Dor HaMidbar? Shchutei Chutz is Ladoris. And for the Gemara, that even though it says Zeh HaDover, we still learn in Isra Ladoris from a different pasuk, from the pasuk there, that it says Yudzayin Zayin Chukas Oilam Tia Zois Lahem Lidoy Roisam. So Zok the Meshi Chochma V'chein Uchichem Zeh Bava Basra Dol Tisov Nachal Eino Ladoris is Zeh HaDover, it's only for that generation. Rak De Parach Mishchutei Chutz, the Gemara asks from Mishchutei Chutz V'zeh L'Perish Ramban. So the Meshi Chochma answers that according to the Ramban, everything works out, because he holds that in the Midbar they were asered from eating chulin, in other words they were asered from eating basar taiva, and they were only permitted to eat basar kachin. And somebody wanted to eat basar, what did he have to do? He had to be makdish the behemoth, the shlamim, and to be makriv in the mishkan and to eat the basar shlamim. And therefore it says zeh dover b'shchutei chutz, that the din of shchutei chutz is noeg in all basar that we are shechting, and that's dafka in the Dor HaMidbar. But afterwards they had such a thing as basar chulin that isn't aser b'shchutei chutz, and therefore it says zeh hadavar. In other words, what's the zeh hadavar? What's only for the Dor HaMidbar? Only in the Dor HaMidbar are you allowed to eat, are you not allowed to shecht any animal outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara answers that it's Taka L'Doris, but there's also an aspect, that's the Chiddush of the Meshi Chochma, there's also an aspect of Shchutei Chutz that's only for the Dor HaMidbar, and that is that in the Dor HaMidbar it applied to all animals because they were asered in Besar Taiva. V'zeh L'Perish Ramban L'Medrash D'gam Al Chulin Nesr B'Midbar Mishum D'Oz Nesr L'Hem Besar Taiva V'Haya Din Kol Behemos Kishlamim. V'im kain, asi shapir d'zeh rak b'gdor hazeh. So according to the Ramban, it's gevaldik that all of the behemoths then were shlamim, and therefore dafkan, this door, everything was asir b'shchutei chutz, was an element that was only for that generation. So we're still holding, reading through the Meshi Chochma, we already know the answer, because I told you before the answer, but in the Meshi Chochma we're still holding by the Kasha. Zeh HaDover is only if dafka for the Dor HaMidbar. But so what's Zeh HaDover doing in the parsha of Matos of Nedarim? Ulam Zeh HaDover the parsha of Nedarim Nira ki b'maisa zimri hasiba hayoshalo neso yayin amoni b'midbar. The problem there was that they didn't yet ask for the yayin of goyim in the midbar. They were drinking wine. Wine brings to a lot of problems. And what happens when they drink wine? When they drink wine, they end up with the girls. It goes together. And they couldn't make siyogim then. They needed the wine of the Ovdei Gelulim to make siyogim. They needed the wine of the Ovdei Gelulim of the Goyim to make nisachim. Kedomar b'medrash Shir Hashirim. L'chein Amar l'Rashi Amatos. Kiyiru v'yashiyasu siyagim v'nidarim v'nizirus l'blilish t'siyayin k'dei shelo yavol michshol mizeh. So they couldn't aser the wine yet, but they still needed to make siyagim with wine and nidarim and nizirus and shvuis in order to separate themselves from this michshol. And what shakari l'nasi zimri shikine kinas shiftoi uvolam asha ira v'inyan muskol v'nachon. L'chein Nemar Zeh HaDover Debedor Zeh Hayanos L'Rosh Hayamatos La'ayin B'Zeh. And therefore it says Zeh HaDover, that's the smichus now with Parshas Pinchas. So Zeh HaDover is to teach us that they have to look into this matter of Nedarim to see how to separate themselves from foreign women and wine and making Nedarim and making Siyagim and making defenses for themselves. No. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Meshech Chacham, on one short paragraph, answers a number of kashas and the beautiful Diuk in the Pasuk. And it's always eye-opening to learn the Meshech Chacham. What can I tell you? Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel. Ish ki yidol neder l'Hashem o ishav ha'shvua l'esor yisar nafsho. Lo yachil dvaro k'chol ha'yotzei mipiv yaseh. When a man makes a neder to Hashem or a shvua to ask for something, he shouldn't be mechalel his words. He shouldn't violate his words. Everything that comes out of his mouth, he should do. Zok de Meshech Chochma, Yinei B'Gemara Daf Lamed Hei, Masik Di Yesh Me'ila B'Koinamois, Af B'Koinam Prati. So, the Meshech Chochma is going to explain that he has a kasha in the Lashon HaPasuk. Says lo yachel dvaroi, so memela it's pashut that kachol ayotze mipiv yaseh, that everything that comes out of his mouth he has to do. So lachora it's lashon miuteret, it's superfluous. And also it says al nafshoi, what do you mean al nafsho, on his soul? He could aser his nechasim on others as well. So why does the dafka say al nafshoi? So he's going to explain that even though he was mechalel dvaro, it still doesn't go out to chulin. Kol hayotze mipiv yaseh, that even though he's mechalel dvaro, this item doesn't go out to chulin. And that's miyashev why it says al nafsho, because dafka konam prati, if he made his own konam, his own neder, that he was oser only al nafsho, if he was over and he was mechalel, so it doesn't go out to chulin. But if it's a konam klali, that it's us around everybody, then if he was mechalalit, then it is going out to chulin. So now we're going to see it inside. So first he quotes the Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Hey. Gemara asks, "Bo aminei Rav Meir Nachman abakant the Gemara yidua. Bo Rav Meir Nachman, Rav Meir Nachman, yesh meila b'koinamos olo. Is there meila b'koinamos? The meila, the meila is, as we know, that if somebody is motzi chayfet shel hektish merishus hektish, or if he's nane hektish behektish from hektish b'shava pruta, if he did it b'shoygeg he's chayv carbon meila and karen and chomesh." And the mezid is chayiv the karen. So if some, that's me'ila, so is there me'ila b'lashon b'konamus? In other words, if somebody asserts something, neder b'lashon koinam, which is lashon of hekdesh, does it have a din of me'ila or not? So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Rav Nachman was a choshev adayin, he used to go with a frack. Dayan and Eretz Yisrael go with a frack. Amar Lei tenisua. So we can resolve this question, your question, it's a shayna shayla. We can resolve it from the Heilige Mishnah. That it says that if somebody is meidir hanoa mechavero, he's allowed to be machzir the aveda to the mudar. In other words, Shimon's now allowed to get an offer from Reuven. But he is still allowed, Reuven's allowed to return the aveda to Shimon. It says in the Mishnah, Makom shenotim aleh, if a person gets for the Shabbos Aveda Schar, so what do you have to do? He has to give him Schar. The only problem is that sometimes he doesn't want to take Schar. He wants to do it for free. So, I always ask why Jews are so enamored with the idea of Bechira Chofshis. And I think the only answer can be is that it's free. In any event, so uvamakom shenot nokom mokshot nashla schar, if it's a place where you do pay money for a Shabbos Aveda, and this person doesn't want to receive money, but now Shimon is getting hana from Reuven. He's not allowed to get hana from Reuven. It's worth money. So what should Shimon do with this money? He's not allowed to keep it. Tipo hana lehekdesh. So what he should do is, he should give this money instead to hekdesh. Why the hekdesh? The memor ki hekdesh. It's to say that a din konam is like hekdesh. It's comparing the two. Brought in hekdesh to tell us that there's a tzushtel between the two. Ma hekdesh yesh bo mi'ilah konam yesh bo mi'ilah. Yesh ben mi'ilah. So just like by hekdesh there's mi'ilah, so too by konamos there is also din of mi'ilah. Now at the end there's a ran there. So hine b'gemara daf lamed hey masik desh mi'ilah b'konam esef b'konam prati. Because for Rabbeinu Nissen, what is the ran there? Right, mistapaknali. I have a suffix. Man demol b'konam is in mishteri ha'hu konam lebaser demoil kemo hekdesh. Since you're holding that konamos have a din mi'ilah like hekdesh, so what's the din if somebody is moil b'konam? He does mi'ilah in this konam, he asered b'hanah b'konam, and then he was nana. So that's mi'ilah. So now, does it have a din like hekdesh? The imishtrei hu konam lebaser demol kamo hekdesh yasil chonam de mi'ilah. Frek the ran, does it have a din now that it goes out l'chulin after he received hanah, just like mi'ilah? You're telling me it has a din mi'ilah? You want to classify it as mi'ilah? So maybe it's like a hekdesh. That's yaitzei l'chulin adei mi'ila ad kan loshen aran. So continues Moreno ha-meshech chochma u'ledaiti kiven l'zeh ha-sifri zuta zeh l'shono hilal ha-yoymer haray mishomar koinem l'bayi zeh sheni nichnas kikar zeh sheni toyem yochel yitin ha-na-yosu shel bayis v'yikones d'mei kikar v'yachlenu ha-amad loymer kuchol ha-yotzei mipiv yase. So he says that I think this is the kavana of the Sifri Zuta that Hill used to say. Somebody made a konam that he's not going to enter a house, that he's not going to eat this loaf of bread. So I might think that Yitein Hanayaso Shalbayis V'yikanes Dumei Kikar V'yochlena. See what that means in a second. Talmud loymer kuchol ha-yotzei mipiv yase. Pasuk says no, he can't. Kuchol ha-yotzei mipiv yase. Vine. So what's the pshat? It can't be that he's telling us that a koinam prati doesn't have a pigeon. Because it's not Rishus Hekdesh. Like a Koinam Klali. And therefore it's not Shayach to have a pigeon. V'nei lahoris to Koinam Prati. Ain lo pidyon. Lo mistaber din abaykra. It's not mistaber that the Pasuk is telling us that a Koinam Prati doesn't have a pidyon. Pashut that a Koinam Prati doesn't have a pidyon. V'nir yoyser de kamash malon de im kvar ovar al nidro v'kvar chile el dvaro de tzarech litein hanayoso lehekdesh kamo kol me'ila. So that's what the Sifri Zuta is telling us. I might think that if he said he's not going to enter into this house and he did, so what does he have to do? He's over on the neder, he's already mechal dvaro, so now he has to give the hanot to hekdesh like every me'ila. That's the din of me'ila, that when you're nene you have to give your hanah to hekdesh. Va'afilu hachi, and nevertheless, asur lichnos labayis v'lechol akikar. So even though you have to give the money, you have to pay it as a din meila. So Talmud Lomar, that doesn't mean though that now you're allowed to just get hanah. So again, it's not telling you a din in pidgin, it's telling you a chiddush, that even though you received hana'ah, you're still not allowed to enter into the house and eat the kikar. And once you already got hana'ah, you can't say, oh, now it's mechulal. There's no such thing that it's mechulal, and now you can get hana'ah. That even after you make a koinam, it's still aser behana. Even after you received hana, even after the person did meila, so even though we paskin yesh meila bekonamos, even though we paskin that there is meila bekonamos, even if it's a konam prati, even if it's a personal konam, nevertheless, after one is moel, unlike regular hekdesh, that after the meila it becomes mutter behana, it's yotze lechulin. Here the din is that after the meila, it remains asur b'hana. Umeduk the glashan akasav lo yachel dvaro. It says in the pasuk lo yachel dvaro, and we ask what the kefa lashan is. Once it says lo yachel dvaro, then of course lekochol ayotze mipiv yase. Now it's telling us that even if he was mechalel dvaro, becholzos kochol ayotze mipiv yase, he should still do whatever came out of his mouth. Velo nifgal yidei hameila ha'iser she'aser al nafsho, because through his meila the iser wasn't pokeya, the iser didn't go away. Perish de'omar konam alai shlo aser b'konam alakol. He said konam alai only on a konam prati. If it's a konam klali, then a taka goes out to chulin. But if it's a konam prati, then it doesn't go out to chulin, and therefore it says dafka nafsho. And the Meshech Chacham concludes, and he says, v'havi kemo shalech t'shalach, Azov Tazov, the Perushim for Lokach, for Lokat, Kenhacha Perushim for Chilel, Kocholi Otsumi Pivias. In other words, we have by Lotikach Hasem Alabanim, but even if he took, so nevertheless Shalech to Shalach, or there's certain matanas you have to leave for the Anim, Peret and Olos, and even if he took them, Azov Tazov, apparently he's referring, according to Rabbi Cooperman, in his Pe'er to the Meshech Chachma, he says he's referring to the Pasuk Lani Belager Tazov Osam. So even after you're over in the lab, you should still leave it for them. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says. The Pe'er is showing for Alokach, for Kralikate, if already took it, he should nevertheless do them the mitzvah's essay. So here also, the Pe'er is, if he was already Mechal Dvaro, nevertheless, Kochol Yotzimi Pivyase, it's still going to have a Kedusha, like Hekdesh, this Konam. And unlike if it's a konam klali, where it has a regular din of hekdesh, that it does go out l'chulin, if it's a konam prati, it doesn't, which explains why it says nafsho. So Baruch Hashem, we saw chidushim uflah, and we saw how in two short paragraphs, how many kashas and terutz in the Meshech Chachma was able to ask and answer. So it's mamish zchus gedola to learn mitaraso shalagon Rav Meir Simcha zecher tzadik livracha. We should be zochatak a little more lulam elishma velasas. We have so many more shtiklich to do in Parshas Matos and Parshas Maaseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means to do it in Mirtz Hashem. And we should continue b'sumcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.